The chair is going to recognize Dean Collins, who has not completed his report. You will recall that when he gave his report, he asked leave to conclude his report at the end of the debate on the main motion. That time now having arrived, the chair recognizes Dean Collins.
Mr. President, brothers and sisters of the House, it is late. We are tired and hungry, our blood sugar is low, and we are impatient to vote. Our committee says to you, however, at this point, a unanimous word of reconciliation. You know that reconciliation is not agreement, we will always disagree, is not a device to force people to accept something they don't agree with. It means loving and caring across the deepest and most conscientious convictions we have, despite those differences. Loving and caring. They asked me to share with you the time I learned this most, when at a conference of 10,000 Catholics in Rome in May at the International Conference on Renewal, I saw Anglicans and Protestants from Northern Ireland embrace with deepest and real love Roman Catholic priests and sisters and laypersons from Northern Ireland. Deeply and politically divided, they were reconciled in Christ, often at danger to their own lives. Our Lord gave us very few commands. He said, get together, break some bread, love one another as I have loved you. I hope this does not irritate you, brothers and sisters, but Mr. President, the last 5 minutes of our report will be silence. And the committee respectfully and strongly urges that it be spent by this House and by our visitors in the gallery in silent prayer. 5 minutes is a long time. It's going to seem very long. But our committee did this before we took our vote, and that's why we strongly recommend it now. We need to pray, of course, for guidance on this very important vote. But we believe we need to pray even more for that time and after, when the vote and its results are announced. We say this word, meaning it no matter which way the vote goes, that there be, in the deepest sense, no winners and no losers, but that God will really help us care and love those with whom we differ. Mr. President, that is our report.
Thank you. The House will rise. Let us pray.
It was a unique moment. Over 900 deputies, 500 journalists from all over the world, 4,000 people in the gallery, standing, silent, in a great hall. Many were sure the Spirit was present. I've never had a moment quite like it in my life. There was one mistake. I had said 5 minutes would seem a very long time. Dozens of people told me later it was one of the shortest 5 minutes they had ever known. After the time of quiet passed, the hall still remained hushed, although deputies spoke in small groups. And before the vote was announced, there began to be a wonderful spirit of love in that great hall. Listen to a bit of what I'm describing.
Microphone number 3.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Dupree from Lexington. I rise as a point of personal privilege, sir.
Yes, sir. State it, please.
I am the Yaley, who waved the Bible at the last convention, the offending Bible. I seem to have the distinction of being one of the few deputies who has ever made a speech at one convention and has had it answered by the same man twice at two conventions, and it's, I think, quite a distinction. I would like to say to my brother, wherever he is in here, that I, too, at times have been offended by Bible waivers, and I do understand what he is saying. I would like to have a reconciliation, if I may, and if the man will come to the Lexington Post, I would like to tell him that I love him and that I'm sorry I offended him.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Number six. Please. Number six.
Bays of Pittsburgh. Mr. Chairman, a point of order. Presumably after all the ballots are counted, we are in some kind of at ease. The ballots will be counted. We will be called back, and then will we have a motion for adjournment, considering the hour?
The procedure that we plan to follow is to have the votes counted while we are at ease. After the voting has been announced, the results of the voting have been made, then there will be an important announcement made by the chair with regard to the debate on the prayer book. Microphone number seven.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Werner from New Hampshire.
Yes.
I appoint a personal privilege.
Yes, sir.
I have been in this house, or privileged to be in this house, three conventions now. And now that the voting is over, I just wanted, in behalf of the rest of our deputation, or most of it at least, that we've been able to talk to thank publicly the Committee on Ministry for the incredible job they did, no matter which side we happen to be on that issue. And I would like the House to join with me in a rising applause.
Thank you. Chair recognizes the secretary for the purpose of, pardon me, microphone number five.
Personal privilege, Hamilton, Pittsburgh. I think we should give a standing, rising vote of confidence for the fine and splendid and dignified manner in which our president conducted this hearing.
Thank you. I know enough about sitting in a chair to know it's the House that did it. And I want to thank the House with all my heart for the way in which this debate was conducted. It was to God's glory. May the chair also say, our guests behaved beautifully. Thank you very much. It's a real love feast. Canon Gundrum? Pardon me, number eight, microphone number eight.
Well, I suspect this is the moment to say nice things in this meeting. And I also suspect that everyone here love this church. We just had 5 minutes to pray about what we would possibly and personally think about this whole process. But I do think that lots of us prayed according to what we really think about the voting. I think those who think favorably would pray that this thing would pass. And those who thought in the next sense would have prayed that it don't pass. I suggest to the chair that before the announcement of this voting is made, the chaplain of this house guide us all in prayer that the Holy Spirit and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ might maintain, sustain, and strengthen the whole Episcopal Church. Thank you.
Thank you. The chaplain is on the platform to discuss just exactly this. Thank you.
Finally, the votes were counted, and the announcement of the vote could be made. It was a close result. Listen.
The report of the vote is as follows. In the clerical order, 113 votes necessary for affirmative action, 57. In the clerical order, yes, 60, no, 38, divided, 16. In the lay order, 114 votes cast, necessary for affirmative action, 58. Yes, 64, no, 37, divided, 12. The motion to concur has been carried in both orders, and concurrence is voted. The chair recognizes the chaplain.